Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Let's dive right in here. We should start this podcast with a chant, and I'll lead the chant on three. One, two, three. Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
I'm with it.
Wow. Harsh.
Shouts to Adam. Shouts to Mike.
Sorry, Adam.
Shouts to Craig.
And Mike.
Shouts to Lauren. Who else did I miss? Was that all four Net fans? Did I miss anyone?
Pine?
I think Pinero.
Pinero. Shouts to him.
Yep.
Okay. I think we got them all.
I think we got all the Nets fans there are in the world.
There we go. Let's be honest, and we'll start there. This was always going to be their problem, right? The injury woes. And, of course, it happened. It wasn't Durant. But it was the other two, and they still were inches away from taking that series.
Yeah, literally, I think we all knew that the only thing that would stop them was injuries. And I think even if they just had two healthy guys, if it was a healthy Durant, anyone paired with Durant, if it was a healthy Irving with Durant or a healthy Harden with Durant, they win.
Oh, yeah. In five, probably.
Yeah, the fact that they had two guys that were hurt just really killed them. But look how, like, they still almost pulled it out, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know we say that Kyrie Irving is injury prone. He's always, throughout the history of his all of his basketball career, even his time at Duke, he's always injured. But this time, this was really a freak injury because he's just so happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He lands on Giannis's foot. Giannis's foot is like a freaking ski, you know.
Yeah.
It's just really bad luck.
Yep.
And
yep.
For the most part, Harden has been pretty durable. I think what screwed up Harden is that he was so distraught with what was happening in Houston and he wanted a trade that he let himself go. He got so fat and out of shape, and that contributed to him this year being the first year that he's really injured, and it cost him. It messed him up because if they had two out of the three, they'd be, like you said, they'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. They essentially had one and a half of the three. And I think, would they have, like, would you say 30 seconds of all three in game one? Right?
Yeah.
Until Harden,
that's about it.
Yeah.
Until Harden came out. But I'm not worried about the Bucks. Like, I wouldn't be worried about the Bucks. I think Hawks are winning that series. I think the Hawks are, like, team of destiny type shit. And the Bucks are kind of, I don't know. I just don't see it. I think they were kind of exposed, you know, by barely beating. I mean, Durant's foot, you know, is on the line on that insane three he hit. And, you know, and then he has the Carlton in overtime. But, you know, I mean, how much can the guy do? He was unbelievable in that series.
I'm going to go the other way with it. I actually think, and I hope it doesn't. I kind of hope it doesn't happen because I don't really enjoy watching them. But I think now Milwaukee may win the championship.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's very strange, right? So say they lose that game seven. Budenholzer definitely, I think, with no doubt about it in my mind, I think he gets fired. And instead, you know, by inches, like you said, Durant's foot is on the line. They go to OT and they win. Now, in my opinion, I believe they're going to beat the Hawks in four or five. I think they're going to sweep or three. Yeah, wow. I think they're going to beat the Hawks. And then they have two, like, they're going to play either Phoenix or the Clippers. Clippers don't have Kawhi. And Phoenix is fun, but I don't know if they're built to play finals basketball with Milwaukee, that half court bruising defense, and there's nobody who could stop. Who's going to stop Giannis?
Dario Saric.
Yeah. No,
so this guy went from losing his job to potentially winning the championship in my eyes right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I think all the pressure is off Giannis, right? In the Bucks, like they went from a coach who's about to get fired, Giannis hearing a lot from the fans for never being able to, you know, get past the second round. That's gone now. Now they can just play. There's no pressure.
That's true. That's a good, you know, these are good points. Every team matches up different with every team.
But the Hawks are legit. It's going to be a long series, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're expecting another 7-game series. The Hawks, I don't know what's going on with Bogdanovich. I don't know what's going on with Hunter. You know, if these guys are back, you know, oof, I mean, they're deep. If they're not back, I don't know. I mean, there's only so much Herter can do, I got to think. He was unbelievable. The Herter game, you can call that in Game 7. Clifton Park, God. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
He's only 22. He looks 15. And a white American, which is rare in this league, that a white American player, they're rare in general, but to take over a game, holy shit, you know?
With red hair.
Yeah, the Red Mamba. So I'm digging it. Trae Young's been unbelievable. I mean, he was pretty off, you know, Game 7 there. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. Bucks have stayed healthy, which is good, except for Dante. But what about the Sixers? I mean, God damn, probably the biggest choke artist we've seen in a while, right? I mean, that game, what was it? Was it Game 5 where they blew a 26-point lead?
I think, yeah, it was 26, 27.
Oh, Jesus.
That team just had, like, between Embiid, Simmons, who's the leader as a player on that team?
Right.
Embiid's just a client. Like, he's a really talented guy, but, like, that, sometimes his body language is terrible. He just does a lot of dumb shit a lot of time, either getting into altercations or just kind of taking dumb shots. Like, who's leading that team? Ben Simmons? Hell no. And he's the point guard. That guy doesn't talk. I don't think anyone that on the team likes him. I don't think
the coaching staff likes him. When you look at a player like Tobias Harris is a great player, but he reminds me a lot of Allen Houston. Just, he's a good shooter. He's a great personality, but his demeanor is not somebody who's going to command the room and kind of take lead and take charge. So you're absolutely right. They just don't have they're a lot like how the Knicks were last year, where they just didn't have they don't have a culture. And,
right.
And that's probably what Doc Rivers is probably sent there to establish, but it's just too many years of Embiid and Simmons, and it's like fitting a square peg into a round hole. It just, I don't know. It doesn't work. They need to figure it out.
What has Simmons improved since?
Nothing.
Since he was 17 years old.
Nothing. No.
His defense is incredible. I'll give you that. But that's it.
Great defense, yeah, for sure. But like actual basketball wise, what is he?
It was almost intentional.
It was almost intentional.
The amount of like the lack of shit, like the fact that he just wasn't shooting, wasn't trying to shoot. There was a play in Game 7 where he went baseline and had like an easy dunk, and instead passed it off. You know, it's like, what was it? I think in the fourth quarter, the whole series, he had three attempts, something crazy like that.
Yeah, right.
It's just bizarre. Like the fact that he just like, and then there's the character concerns and his work ethic. The fact that he doesn't maybe work as hard as, you know, he should. I mean, he should be working on that shot, you know, what is it, 1,000 shots a day or some bullshit that some of these guys do. I mean, how does he still not have a shot? I don't get it.
It boggles my mind, right? Like, amazing athlete, you know, hand-eye coordination is through the roof. Right, we don't know that, you know, he has good vision. Right, the guy can see clearly. He has no issues with his eyes. So what is the issue?
It's in between the ears.
Why can't he shoot a 10-footer? Not even a 3-pointer, a 10 to 15-footer.
It's in between the ears. Man.
Is it? You think it's all mental?
It's a lot of it's mental. He's the prime athlete. You probably could benefit from a sports psychologist. he has the opposite of Mamba mentality, right?
Yeah.
The guy had a wide open layup, wide open dunk, right? Any other guy would cram it on someone's head and get the whole arena, either silence them if you're away or get them jumping out of their seats if you're home. He just doesn't have it. He passes it off, and it's just, I don't know. He has talent, right? Like, so he could take 10,000 jump shots a day and then improve his jump shot, but I feel like his brain won't allow it. He when it comes to game time, he's not going to take the shot.
No, he's way too unselfish. It's just a shame because he's practically 7 foot and he can handle the ball at an elite level. He can pass an elite level, rebound elite level, defend elite level. Only thing missing is a shot, and like now they're talking about him switching hands. It's like what is going on?
Yeah, they don't know if he's a righty or a lefty in certain situations, which is so strange to me.
So strange,
right? It's so bizarre. But I always think of if you take a player, if you look back at history, like a player like Jason Kidd, right? Jason Kidd was an athlete. He could do everything. He could play defense. He could pass. He had the vision. He had everything except for a jump shot. He had ugliest form, and he couldn't hit a jump shot. Wasn't really an offensive threat, shooting wise. But eventually, as he got older, right, he realized that was the weak part of his game, and he developed a 3-point shot. And if you left him open, he would hit a jump shot. And this guy's been in the league, it seems like, for years now, and doesn't do. He won't even take a jump shot.
Yeah, won't even take it. And to piggyback off the kid thing, I think he ended up being like third all time. Like he's third all time, I think, on made threes or something crazy like that.
You figure it out. You work at your game. You find your craft. You find what you're weak at, and you improve on it. But he's not even trying to do that. He won't even shoot.
Yeah. So that brings me to the next question. Where do you guys?
He's turned into Stacey Augman.
Stacey Augman. Bring me up to speed on the Stacey Augman situation.
No, he plays like, remember him, the Atlanta Hawk guy. Plastic man. Like a long lefty. He's a great defender. He played at UNLV.
He was on that team.
He couldn't shoot. That's what Simmons is right now. He's a defender with passing bit. Like it's weird. This guy should be averaging 25, 10, and 8,
Yeah.
With his athletic ability. It makes zero sense, but
he's built like LeBron.
He's bigger. He's actually taller than LeBron, and it's bizarre. Now, where do you guys see? Like, what's the? It's inevitable. He's probably getting traded. I think it's done there. Where do you guys see him? What's the best place for him? Is it?
I don't know. Are you keeping him as a point guard? Are you gonna have him?
Yes, I think he's still a point guard. I mean, clearly, through and through, right? The fact that he won't shoot, he just wants to pass all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, does he go to like a bottom team, and just how about
maybe the Blazers? I feel like would have to make a move because they've been pretty like stagnant for a while. So maybe McCollum, would that help? Would that really even help the Sixers though? Like McCollum. Pick and another guy?
No, yeah, so, I just, I don't...
Something like that. I feel like Lillard with Simmons could be interesting. Like, he can play off the ball more, Lillard.
Okay.
Getting set up by Simmons. I don't know, that just popped into my head. I don't know if the Philly would even want, anyone on Portland.
His value is so low. Yeah. He was in the conversations for James Harden, and now you're not going to get anywhere near that. Maybe you send him to Chicago for Zach LaVine.
I was just thinking that too. I was thinking that too. Yeah.
If they're done with Zach LaVine, if they want to move on, but they're not going to get equal value for that at all.
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking the Bulls, LaVine, for some reason. I was thinking that too. And I don't know. Or maybe you send him to an even worse team like the Magic or I'm just trying to think where else he'd be a good fit, but it's probably going to happen. Yep, go ahead.
Does Doc Rivers, is his job on the line now too?
I don't think so. I think he gets at least another season. This was only his second or third season.
No, first year, I think.
Oh, it was first. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah,
first,
you're right.
Yeah, first.
Yeah. No, I think everyone
should apologize to Brett Brown.
Right. Seriously. It was really
that guy was a that players. Guy was a Kawhi 8-bounce 3 from, you know, going to the finals pretty much.
Well, conference finals.
Conference finals.
Yeah. But back to Embiid, like his game, it's just like it's got to drive Sixers fans crazy because he plays the way he plays. It's almost like he doesn't care. Like he's just like
he lumbers.
He
just does like. Yeah, like he's not really taking it serious. He's like insanely skilled, but he'll treat a possession when it's like a one possession game with a minute left. He'll treat that possession the same as it is in the first quarter of the first game of the season. I'm like, dude, you can't be doing some of the things you're doing. You know, he just his IQ is not so good at all.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean they got some good supporting pieces. I think, obviously, keep Embiid, see what you can get for Simmons, and, you know, I think they'll be back in it next year. But, yeah, that was pretty brutal.
Yeah, like Josh said, Tobias, he's at 3. He's not any more than that.
Right.
So they need another score because clearly Simmons can't be that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
You got to make a change. I think they know they have to make a change. Both sides probably want a change, to be honest. I think they both.
Yeah,
want to just do something different.
Yeah, there was something probably, with Jimmy Butler, right? Why Simmons was frustrated. Any of you guys know about that? I saw a tweet on that.
No.
Something with Jimmy Butler. Simmons wasn't happy with the way they used him, the fact that they didn't re-sign him. Something like that. He was frustrated about that, but whatever. Okay. Go ahead, Juice.
But it's definitely I was gonna say Simmons is definitely. I think that was a Stephen A. point today that the guy just he's kind of coddled. He just surrounds himself with family. There's no accountability. He doesn't try hard. He doesn't practice hard.
Yeah.
He's kind of babied, and I could totally see that because.
Well, you remember we saw that documentary on him. What was that? 3 years ago? 4 years
ago?
Yeah,
on Showtime.
I didn't see it.
I was like, holy shit! This kid is like. I understand. Like, I think his dad was a professional athlete. Like, they have money. He was given everything, but he was kind of like, he was very diva-ish. He really didn't appreciate the little things. Like, he was definitely, I could see him being rubbing the teammates the wrong way and the coaching staff, you know. But yeah, he's spoiled as hell.
Right.
Yeah.
He probably never thought, like, oh, you know, I'll be able to score 25. Just by waking up in the morning, like, no, dude, you have to, like, the NBA is crazy how good these guys are. You got to keep improving, and he hasn't at all.
He definitely believed his own hype, but it always bothers me when guys are like, oh, this guy's supposed to be a phenom, and the team still only has 8 wins or something like that. I was really hard on Markelle Fultz for that, right? Markelle Fultz was supposed to be Dwayne Wade. But then Washington had 8 wins and couldn't make the tournament, couldn't do anything. But so, like, if you're really that good, you should elevate your team and make your teammates better and win some games. And LSU was terrible with Ben Simmons. They won games when he sat out, I think, or when he was suspended. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. They were better without him.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's up with them. Another team that imploded and choked, the Utah Jazz. I think they're due potentially for a blow up. Losing
little Rudy getting out of here.
Yeah, I think Rudy Mitchell. I mean, you know, obviously there's the rumors, you know, that he wants out. Who knows how true that is? Especially with Dwayne Wade there now.
They won't trade him.
No,
no way.
No, zero chance. And even if he demands it, I just don't think that's his style to do something like that. But yeah, they I mean, the Clippers without Kawhi handled them pretty well, and that's kind of interesting how well they've been playing without Kawhi. Paul George, playoff P, is back. How about that? Guy's been, like, going off. He's been, you know, ragged on for years, but without Kawhi, I mean, he's been amazing. And then Reggie Jackson.
Came out of nowhere, right? Like, who expected that to happen?
Right. And Reggie Jackson, Terrence Mann. I mean, who are these guys? It's crazy. I mean, they lost game one to the Suns. Devin Booker's unbelievable. We'll get to him in a little bit. And game two, I don't have it on. You guys have it on?
Yeah, they're, watching, they're down by three.
Down by three, okay.
48-45 Suns.
Okay.
So, like, does this make Tyronn Lue the greatest coach of all time in sports history?
I mean, he made some nice adjustments. You know, it's too early to, you know, say anything like that. But, yeah, nice job against the Jazz.
So, in games where you have the chance to clinch the series, Tyronn Lue, by record alone, is the best coach in NBA history. He's like something insane, like 12-1.
That's wild.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. That is
crazy. When his team has a chance to clinch, he clinches. He's the closer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he's been able to coach some pretty good players, but yeah, I mean, still, you know, he's still young. He's going to be coaching for a long time, so and he's probably learned some things. But before we get to the Suns and the Clippers a little bit more, the Jazz, I mean, what do we see there? We see Gobert. I mean, where's he a fit if they're going to move him? And what do they even move him for? Mike Conley, I mean, do they try and move him? That guy's always hurt.
Well, that's like, another thing.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the Clippers, you know, credit to them. I just feel like the Jazz got really screwed with injuries. Mitchell was definitely banged up at the end of it for sure.
Oh, yeah, the ankle.
And Conley being hurt. I think Clarkson was banged up. But
right.
I don't know. Gobert? What about Dallas? A little KP swap.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he would fit there as like a rim protector for Luka. Make him more of a defensive team.
Yeah.
That just strictly play down low, catch like Luka lobs the whole game instead of KP. What is KP? KP just sits on the 3-point line and just fires threes all day.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's not bad.
If I'm the Jazz, I would just sit tight. I would retool a little bit, but not much. I mean, Kawhi did, you know, have a monster game against them. I mean, they took it to six games. I would sit tight and just retool. There's small pieces that they could subtract from their team and then kind of retool and add some guys, but they're right there. They're not too far off.
No, I know. It's just I
don't think you mess with a team that was number one the entire year, and then, you know, they should be in this series. Yes, definitely. But it just ran into Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and definitely Mitchell was hurt.
I agree with you. I just don't think I just feel like there's a big rift between Mitchell and Gobert, so maybe that's the only reason why.
Yeah, well, maybe that's I was gonna say maybe the Jazz and Sixers can kind of help each other out. Maybe Simmons on the Jazz might be good because they have a lot of good shooters and stuff, but then if you're including Gobert, how does Gobert and Embiid work? That it doesn't work. So I don't know.
Gobert is a monster. He's definitely an amazing basketball player. But when I hear his contract, it deflates it for me. He loses value in my eyes because I mean, offensively, what do you get out of him? And you're paying him $200 million.
Well, that's like Simmons, right? I mean, similar player, right? I mean, what are you paying all this money? The guy can't even shoot. Like, what are we doing here, you know? It's crazy, some of these contracts, and it seems like it's only getting worse. So, yeah, I don't know. Jazz and Sixers are going to have a very interesting offseason, more than any other team,
I think.
Did he get
Defensive Player of the Year?
He did.
Rudy Gobert?
Third one. Third time. Yeah.
Third one, right?
His third time? Wow.
Yeah.
The NBA is getting really, to me, they're getting lazy. They're just giving the same awards to the same guys.
Right, Giannis twice. Right. He can barely shoot. Like, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't agree with how they select the award winners and whatnot.
I don't.
If I'm thinking a player is winning Defensive Player of the Year three times in a row, I think Hall of Fame player. Is Rudy Gobert a Hall of Fame player? I don't know. I mean, I know he's still young, but they're getting lazy with these awards. They just give the same guys the award every year.
Well, I've made this argument many times. I hate how they award these guys strictly on regular season. You know, I gotta think the playoffs has to matter a little bit, but it's tough. I don't know. That's a tough argument. I don't really know how you make it work. You know, like Dirk that one year where he won MVP and then they were knocked out in the first round. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's tough. It's tough to do that.
I almost actually, for as much bashing as we gave Ben Simmons on this podcast, I probably would have picked him for Defensive Player of the Year.
Right. No, I know. I mean, he is elite defensively. Same with Gobert. I mean, but, you know, you're giving awards to guys and money, you know, money to guys who can't do can't do shit on the other side of the ball. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But let's talk about the Suns and Devin Booker, who is slowly emerging as a top 10 player. I don't know where you guys see him, but offensively, he's definitely top 10, like without a doubt. Maybe even top five. Maybe even top five at this
point. Probably top five.
Yeah. 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 I mean, top 10, you got to say two-way player. I don't know how his defense is. I guess it's all right. But I think someone was comparing him to Kobe. Someone out there was comparing him to Kobe.
Stephen A.
Oh, was it Stephen A? Okay. Yeah, he's amazing. He's unbelievable. Even without Chris Paul, it seems like they might win these first two games, you know? And, you know, I got to think Chris Paul will be back game three, but go ahead.
Over the years, I was never a fan of his game. I always thought he was a black hole, meaning that he would get the ball and then it's always going to be a shot that goes up. He's never going to make a play or pass the ball. But he has improved that aspect of his game. Listen, he's doing incredible things, and Phoenix is well-coached, and everything is run through him. But I don't know about all this Kobe talk. Like, you got to show me some more than what you're doing before we start comparing you to Kobe
for sure.
And
MJ. I know.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little – sometimes I think – ESPN and all these talk shows, they put these hot takes out there just so you could talk, but it's none of it's real. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
Like how are we comparing Devin Booker to Kobe Bryant?
Right. I know. People are too quick to just compare. It you know, it always goes back to the LeBron MJ debate, and it's just talking points. Because every show is just like a debate now, so they like have to do this stupid shit. But yeah, I mean, between Booker and Ayton, however you say his name, he's been great. They don't have too much depth on that team, but they just the players that do play, I mean, are very effective. And
Booker for sure is becoming elite. I mean, I'm not discrediting him. You don't score 40 and have a triple double, and then you know that's not by accident.
Right.
He's definitely surging and. He's on the cusp of probably top 10, like you said.
Yeah.
But they are well coached. I think Monty Williams is an amazing coach. You know, I for sure thought he was going to get the Coach of the Year ahead of Tom Thibodeau.
We thought he did. We were all shocked.
I thought he did.
Yeah.
But the team is balanced, right? They have an established center in the middle.
Yeah.
You have Chris Paul. You have a bench, you know, you have guys that can kind of contribute, like guys like Jay Crowder. They're a complete team. So
yeah. Bridges.
Credit for
Bridges. Cameron Payne is actually proven to be a very solid backup point guard. Who else is on that team? I'm drawing a blank. Where's Pancakes? Is he alive? Did he fall asleep? What's going on?
Yeah, what's the question? I don't want to interrupt.
We're talking about Death Valley, the Suns. Just kind of...
Yeah, Booker.
Booker, yeah. Yeah. No, he's awesome.
So what was the question?
No, we're just...
I was just saying that they have a complete team, right? Everyone's talking about Booker's 40-point triple-double, and he's on this crazy heat streak, but they have CP3, they have Jay Crowder, they have... Michael Bridges. It looks like Cameron Payne has really developed.
Yeah.
So it's a complete team with Ayton in the middle. They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's you know what's kind of crazy is I heard that of the four teams left, there's only one player who has a top 15 selling jersey left in the playoffs, which is crazy. It's probably Giannis. I gotta think.
Don't
it's
tell me.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I didn't look it up. I didn't look it up. I gotta assume that it's Giannis. You know. You know. I think
we were talking about this a little bit last night.
We
right?
were. Like, yeah, we were. Yeah. We had a 20-minute you know, pod that you know no one will ever hear. But yeah, it's probably Giannis. I mean, there are stars in this. You know, I mean, there's you know Chris Paul, like we were saying. There's Kawhi, who's not even playing. You know, these guys aren't playing, unfortunately. Paul George, and then I guess on the Hawks, Trae Young. You know, but
it's going to be a record low ratings NBA Finals. That's right. My prediction.
But for diehards like us, I love it. I mean, I love all four teams. You know, it's entertaining to us, but for the casuals, yeah, it's going to be a ratings. Yeah, Adam Silver is definitely you know. Not happy, I gotta think, but it's what it is, you know. Hope for Knicks Lakers next year.
The Knicks will be there for sure.
Julius.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. The rumor mill's been kind of quiet, but
bro,
he'll hit.
What about the Dallas Mavericks?
Oh, right. Well, we got into that last week. Carlisle. Did we talk? Had Carlisle been fired before the pod last week?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So 13 years, you know, one of the longest tenured coaches in the league, you know, on a team. I don't know where he's going, but.
What do you think it is? You think it's, there's definitely something going on behind the scenes for sure.
Right. Right.
Like big time. Cuban, he came out with that whole report about, how do you pronounce this guy's name? It's Bulgaris, right?
Haralabob, so yeah.
Saying that he was influencing player rotations, transactions, pretty much like a ton of stuff. And then what he said, BS, right? Like bullshit on the tweet.
Yep.
But then the day after that, everyone starts to get fired or quit. So clearly there was truth to it.
Yeah.
Something is up.
There's something up. Serious. I mean, it's one thing with the Knicks and like Porzingis or, you know, I'm trying to think of examples.
Do you think it's Luka?
I don't know.
Created all of this and then Cuban took Luka's side over everyone else instead of Donnie Nelson. Instead of Haralabob, instead of Carlisle, maybe they're saying like, you know, he has way too much sway in this organization and way too much, you know, the other players aren't liking him. I don't know. Seems kind
of
strange.
I'm waiting for someone to write a story on this. One of these NBA insiders to just like Mark Stein. He's like probably the most plugged in NBA writer, insider, journalist, whatever. On the Mavs. Like, I haven't seen him say anything about this. Like, I don't know what's, like, happening. Can we get something? Anything? You know? This is a big deal.
Yeah, and it's gotten really quiet.
Really quiet, yeah. Like, what's the next move here? What's going on? It's crazy. It's crazy, but...
KP and Luka, that's just not it. They're not going to coexist.
No. No, they and I know they're buddies and whatnot, but
no.
You know, sometimes this, you know, these things don't work. You know, they tried.
Yep.
So we'll see.
The Mavs are looking for a coach. Boston's looking for a coach. Portland's looking for a coach.
Right.
There's a lot going on.
Indiana's looking for a
Indiana,
coach.
New Orleans. Yeah,
and these are playoff teams.
Yeah, Washington. I mean, there's a lot of coaching vacancies right now, so that's gonna be very interesting. Interesting. I can't even speak. The Kemba trade. Anything notable there? I mean, that was just kind of like, you know, he'll get moved to like a contender. I'm assuming at some point.
I would think, or unless they want to build up his trade value first, and then trade him at the deadline.
That's what I'm thinking.
But that's but then you're also taking a risk. Is one if he's trash, and then you have no value for him.
Right.
And Boston gave up but the 16th pick to OKC so they can eat that salary. I mean, I don't know if that's the right move on Boston's part, but I guess they had to really.
I was reading. Al Horford contract is pretty big too.
Yeah,
it's huge. Yeah, he's got a big one. Yep. The Sixers gave Sixers paid him a few years ago.
Yeah. So pretty much, it's like I think Kemba has 1 year more than him, but I'm looking at it now. He's due $27 million next year and $26.5 million the year after. So he's $53 million on his contract.
Jeez.
I think Kemba's like 70 left or something. So it's like not that big of a difference.
Right. Right.
I mean, it helps. It is $20 million. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I don't know what the Celtics are doing.
I think Ben Simmons maybe there might be something interesting to look at. I don't know, but
I could see that.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams I could see it, but he needs to be around scores because clearly he doesn't like to score. So he needs to be, you know, and they got Tatum and Brown. You know, it may cost one of them to get him, though. I don't know.
Yeah, Kemba is 36 and $37 million for 2 years. So it's, yeah, they're both 2 years. One's 73, others like, yeah, 20 yeah. million less.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah, Kemba Walker, like, is it insane? Like, in 2 years, he's going to be getting paid $37 million per year.
It's sickening. I mean, that contract, you know, John Wall's contract. I mean, some of these guys, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what these GMs are thinking. It's like they have a gun to their heads.
They keep doing it
yeah.
all the time. It's, when did they learn?
I don't know.
You don't give a guy who's played an obscene amount of minutes, who's like a pretty small guy, you know, rickety knees, a 4 or 5 year deal worth $180 million. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I watched Kemba Walker this year just do cardio, meaning he did nothing. He ran up and down the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
No points, no assists. Maybe he turned the ball over, just ran up and down the court.
He's washed.
He's always washed. Smiling. You know, it's just, yeah. And, yeah, I think Knicks dodged a bullet there because when he was a free agent, I don't even think they met with him. And, you know, he's a New York kid, you know, New York guy. Everyone's like, oh, what about Kemba? And, you know, dodged a bullet on that one. So
yeah, for sure. I don't think any of us wanted him.
No, I was never that crazy about him, you know. But Knicks are point guard hunting, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, whether it's going to be Lonzo or, you know, Juice, I like your De'Aaron Fox, you know, whatever theory.
Fox or Lonzo would be perfect.
That'd be great. That would be great.
So clutch.
Yeah. You know, Lonzo, you can sign straight up. You know, you may have to overpay for him, but whatever. I mean, how old is he? Isn't he only like 23?
So young.
So young.
Freshman year, so.
And his shooting's gotten better. He can defend. He's big. He's athletic.
No, shooting's getting better.
Yeah,
he can't be more than 23.
Yeah, I, you know, fuck it, let's go. You know, I think he's something that they need, like absolutely. And then you got Rose, you know, have him be your scoring point guard off the bench, and Lonzo be your facilitator. You got guys who could score. So, yeah, I'm like really talking myself into it here. Juice, do you like Lonzo?
No, I really do because I think I have not sold my Lonzo Ball real estate yet. I still have it.
Yeah.
I think the guy at the end of the day, he can pass the ball. He's an underrated rebounder. He can defend a little bit in the right situations. And his jump shot is improving. The thing is with him is whether he comes to play every day or not, and sometimes he's just a bonehead, that's where if you bring him into the Knicks, he would benefit from having Tibbs coach him. But then you also need a vet. That's why, you know, it bothered me a little bit when the season ended and then they asked Derrick Rose if he was going to be back with the Knicks. And he's like, well, it was up to the organization because the organization has really big plans. But I liked having him as the vet. Like him and Taj Gibson are so valuable to the Knicks just for the young guys so that they could follow somebody. And even today during the lottery, they asked Anthony Edwards on Minnesota, like, you know, what was a key for this year, really something that helped you your rookie year? And he's like, honestly, the best thing was having Ricky Rubio with me. Ricky Rubio shows me how to be an NBA player on the court, off the court, shows me how to act and all that stuff. And that stuff is so valuable.
Absolutely.
So and that's probably what Lonzo Ball needs, right? He like needs an adult in the room.
Yeah, for sure. And he'd be great at the Garden, you know. Yeah, but Taj and Rose, I hope they bring them back. You know who's another guy who is a free agent who I would love for the Knicks to sign is Duncan Robinson on the Heat.
Okay, shooter.
I mean, arguably the best three-point shooter in the league, or one of them. You know, there's still Steph Curry out there, but I think he led the league in three-point percentage.
And he'd play that Steve Novak role real nice.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think he's probably better than Novak. I think Novak literally couldn't move. I think he just like would hit wide open threes. You know, Robinson I think can at least shoot off the dribble. I don't know. I guess I didn't watch enough of him, but he did lead the league in 3-point percentage. So I don't know. You sign him and Lonzo. That's a backcourt.
Is he unrestricted or restricted?
I think, well, I know Lonzo's restricted.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson. I have to look that up real quick.
I feel like that's a guy that Miami would not let go.
Right.
My prediction, and it's not just for the Knicks, but it's for a lot of teams in the NBA, is because the NBA is wide open now, there's going to be a lot of movement. I think there's going to be tons of trades. There's going to be signings, maybe restricted signings that the teams let the players actually walk and leave. I have to believe that the Knicks are going to try to get Bradley Beal or Zach LaVine or De'Aaron Fox to do something. And I'm not sold that they're going to keep the two first rounders and the second pick in the second round. I could see them packaging that, Mitchell Robinson, who else knows, but I have to believe that Leon, this was year one of Leon Rose. I think in year two, he's going to try to get a superstar here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. And Robinson is a restricted free agent, so I don't know.
But then I was thinking, he's restricted, but then they also got to pay Hero.
Yeah.
And Home Depot is owed a lot of money, so. Like, I think his contract is. No, wait. He's going to be a free agent. So they pretty much, they'll probably be able to pay two out of three of those guys. So
right.
Who are you going to pick?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Yeah. Should be tricky. Yeah.
You know, and another team, well, two teams, we watched the lottery. Two teams that I really liked how they ended up tonight were the Orlando Magic with two picks and Golden State Warriors with two picks. So now, if you look at the Warriors, right, Klay Thompson is now running up and down a court and taking jump shots, which is, you know, people may not think it's a big deal, but he's going to be back soon. So do they package the two picks and Wiseman and get a Bradley Beal or another superstar? And Orlando finally can now start really putting these pieces together and build a young and upcoming team. So, it should be exciting. Should be a good offseason.
Yeah, this offseason, I mean, I think we might have mentioned this last time how, like, just like, or maybe not, but the off seasons just get better and better, I feel like. And the drama of it is just so much fun. Almost more fun than the regular season these days. But now that the Knicks are good, it makes it even more fun, you know? Because now we're, you know, we have a dog in the race, so to speak. So
for sure.
Yeah. So I'm real pumped for that. It was nice not seeing them in the lottery tonight for once.
I watched the last like 2 minutes just to see who got the first pick. But I mean, I feel like for the past, 5 years, we would watch the lottery like it was the best.
Like shaking. Yeah.
Nick event of the, you know, that was our biggest day of the year for being a Nick fan.
No, legit. Like the last 3 years.
I remember the year Zion came out and the second pick was Ja Morant. You guys, I was in class. I was in school.
Yeah.
And you guys on a Tuesday night did a pod. And then
live
I did
pod.
A pod with you. Yeah. Live pod during the lottery. And it was crazy because the Knicks were the only team that didn't drop out. Everybody else moved up.
Yep.
And then after my class was done, me and U-Tone, we did our own pod with reactions and stuff like that. So it's kind of crazy.
About Game of Thrones, I think, too.
Yeah, we talked Game of Thrones and we talked to the NBA lottery. But
yeah.
I know it's a deep class. There's a lot of good players coming out. I'm so happy we weren't in it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, same. Yeah, I mean, other than Cade, I don't know, and Suggs, I don't know too much about the other guys. I know you guys keep naming people as being legit and stuff, but
yeah, me and Paul have a crush on the same guy, this kid Booknight from UConn.
Booknight, yeah, you guys are always mentioning him. Yeah,
the only thing is, I think now they would have to trade up for him. He's got It looks like he's definitely going to go lottery. So to get him, they probably have the package that's 19 and 21 to move up, but he is just perfect for what we're looking for the Knicks.
Okay. And what was his deal again? I'm sorry. I know what team was he on? He's a shooting guard, you said?
Yeah, shooting guard.
Okay.
UConn. He's from Brooklyn. Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like Richard Hamilton.
Okay.
But like longer, but he's still really athletic. He has to gain some weight, but no, he's just like, he's a flat out scorer.
I watched him drop 44. The kid's unbelievable.
44.
He's nasty.
Damn. Okay. Okay. I like it. So let's go around and just give our predictions for the rest of the playoffs here. Who wins the conference finals, who goes to the finals, who wins the finals, that sort of thing. Obviously we'll pod, you know, before the finals. But who's moving on? Paul, you go first.
Suns in seven.
Okay.
Because I don't think Kawhi's coming back. I read that maybe he's back for games 3 or 4, but I don't see that. I think they're just saying that. Yeah, I think Monty Williams has been amazing with them so far. So I got them in seven. Booker. I don't know. Who do you think is better? Booker or George? I'm playing right now. That's like so tough to pick right now.
That is a great question. Both are playing at elite levels right now. It's tough. I don't know. I mean,
very
Booker,
tough to like, very tough to bet against either one of those.
Right. I guess you got to give the slight edge to Booker just because. Well, I don't know, because Paul George defensively gets the edge there. I don't know. Booker's a better shooter, not by much though. Paul George, I mean, when Paul George is going, I mean, he was third runner up for MVP. Just a few years ago on OKC. So,
right.
And on the Pacers, he was, you know, top 10 maybe at one point. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? When they played Miami that one year, I think, remember he was dominating when LeBron was on Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I think they went to seven.
Is that when, what's his face? Lance blew in LeBron's ear. Was that the same series?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So I think, Suns will win and Milwaukee. But I think both series are going to go 6 or 7 and be highly entertaining. I can't wait for Milwaukee-Atlanta.
Yeah. No, I think both. Yeah. Sorry, Juice. I'm going to jump in here. I think both will go 7. I think both will go 7. I'm going to say Hawks-Suns.
Hawks-Suns? Okay.
I think Hawks are team of destiny. I don't know. There's something about them. Juice, go ahead.
I got Phoenix in 7. I'm going to give them the edge because of the home court. I do believe Kawhi Leonard has a torn ACL and he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Which is a devastating blow to them. But I'll take the Suns in 7. Home court advantage. I got the Milwaukee Bucks in 5. And then...
Wow, 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Juice, do you think this will be a better prediction than your Knicks in 5 over Atlanta?
Oh, jeez. Wait, that was really a prediction you made?
Yeah.
Did you? I don't remember that.
I said Knicks in 5.
I thought we all said like Knicks in 7 or something. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's okay, dude. I've had many worse
points. We're not doing finals predictions yet, right?
No, we won't do that yet. We'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's gonna. Either way, it's gonna be very interesting. We have four teams who Have they ever? Oh, no. Bucks were in the finals, I think, once ever, right? The year they won it. Clippers never. Hawks never. And Suns twice? And that's it. None of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw that stat. Yeah, I think ESPN put that stat up.
Yeah. Yeah. So either way, we're going to have teams in it that are like never in it. And it's just,
well,
yeah,
think about it.
That's kind of cool.
I think since we were growing up, it was always the Bulls, San Antonio.
Yeah. The Heat.
Boston, Miami.
Lakers.
Golden State recently. Lakers. It's probably a group of eight teams, right?
Yeah. Yep.
No more than that.
Yeah,
so this is good.
I like it. This is good. It's time for like a new crop of teams, even though it's, I mean, can you say small market? LA is a big market, even though it's not the Lakers. Atlanta is a big market. Phoenix, not so much. And Milwaukee, not so much. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But, all right, Juice, your guy Rom, he redeemed himself and made himself some money. Was he one of your guys?
I didn't pick him for this one, unfortunately. He was the heavy favorite. Everybody was picking him. And it's actually the first time since a Tiger Woods tournament that the outright heavy favorite actually panned out and won the major. Hasn't happened in a while. Because you got to think, right? Everybody, you can have your favorites, but at the end of the day, a tournament like the U.S. Open, you got 150 golfers, 150 of the best golfers in the world that are playing. Chances are that the number one, the heavy favorite, isn't going to win. But Rom came through. He, the Spaniard, he did well. He had two amazing putts for birdie on 17 and 18. It was incredible.
Yeah. I'm happy for him because to be leading by that much in the previous tournament, and you know, it's like what happened to Chris Paul. You get COVID, and then you're fucked. That's it. See ya.
Yeah.
And to come back and you know, because that could deflate someone, right? He could have just easily been down on himself and just sucked this tournament, but he came and won it. So, props to him.
He had a good attitude. He had a good attitude. He's a fun guy to root for in the sense that he's a good dude. He's friends with a lot of the people on tour. You'll see him like if two people, I'll give an example, like Max Thama and Tony Finau are competing, I think, for the Genesis tournament. Mm-hmm. And he sticks around and they had a playoff and he sticks around and he watches. And then he's like the first one congratulating the winner. And then when Tony Finau lost, he's got his arm around Tony and he's like, ah, don't worry about it. We'll get the next one. And he's a cool, when Phil Mickelson won, he was there. He stuck around and he watched Phil win. And he's there in a t-shirt, just waiting to be one of the first guys to congratulate Phil. He's a good dude. It's just cool.
Yeah.
What I like about him is he's all around, right? He can drive the ball, and then he's nasty at putting. Like usually, guys, like you look at Rory McIlroy, he can chip. He's probably one of the best, if not the best, driver of the ball. But then when it comes to putting, like that's where he loses tournaments.
Yeah. He always has that look, that Rory look. You know, every time he misses a putt, that little like, oh shucks, Rory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's great. But how did Evander Souffle do?
It's not Evander. It's Xander.
Shoffley. How do you?
Xander Shoffley.
Yeah, he's Souffle.
I think Evander Souffle is pretty good too. He did well. I think he finished in the top 10.
So Rom won?
Yeah.
Rom won.
Yeah. And
I gotta start watching. I heard this was like a great tournament.
It was cool because it came down to Sunday and there's still a ton of big names in it.
Is Rom from Barcelona? Or
I don't think so.
Ibiza?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But he's a Spaniard. But he went to school where? Arizona State? Or Arizona?
Arizona State.
Yeah.
Arizona State, and his head coach was Phil Mickelson's brother.
Oh, okay. Oh wow. Okay. So yeah, he's pretty established here in the US of A.
Yeah. When he came, when he came to this country, I think what helped him, he said what helped him a lot in perfecting his English was he listened to a lot of rap music.
Nice. Okay. So does he talk I haven't heard him speak. Does he talk like a rapper?
Okay. He's really well spoken. Okay. And but he before he just had like an equipment change. Like he used to be with like TaylorMade and Adidas, and now he's with Callaway. And for a while he didn't have, I don't think he had a sneaker deal, so he was just wearing like patent leather Jordan 11s when he was golfing. It was pretty sick.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, I like it. I like that a lot.
Come on. When's the next big tournament?
July, mid-July, the Open. It's the British Open.
Oh, nice. The British Open has a vibe to it, always. It's always, like, overcast and might rain a little bit. And
There's always, like, a castle in the background.
Yeah, it's cool.
Tornado warnings, like, here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that was nuts last night.
I wouldn't know. I was in a coma.
Oh, right. A tornado wouldn't even wake you up.
It was weird. There was literally no rain, nothing. And then I got an alert. Like, it said, like, go into your basement right now. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people got that. Yeah.
Go into your basement right now. Wow.
Yeah, not like tornado watch. Like, oh, thunderstorms approaching in a half hour. No. Like, go into your basement right now.
Like, just run, motherfucker.
I've never seen that before. And then it was like nothing. It was a little lightning, but I don't know. I think maybe one of the weathermen was having fun because there was nothing.
Yeah. Nada. No doubt.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Anything else, guys?
Nothing's on TV lately. Give me some good shows. I need another one.
I got nothing. There was like a bunch of stuff I wanted to watch. I watched it, and now it's just Billions, been NBA playoffs. That's it.
Billions started filming again, I heard. I saw some signs in the city, like taping, or street shut down due to taping, and it had the Billions sign. Okay. So
they're coming back, and a lot
I
of
think they're September.
Yeah. A lot of HBO.
I saw that September 5th.
A lot of HBO shows being filmed up here. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing really right now. It's kind of bleak.
We should give a big shout out to the newly one-year-old.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
The watermelon queen.
Hopefully she's dreaming of some watermelon ice cream, Italian ice right now. Having a party.
Hey, how you doing?
We're having a party. Yeah, so when this pod drops will be her birthday. She will be 365 days old. I can't believe it. I'm gonna, you know, try and hold back the tears. And yeah, it's been a hell of a ride.
Good luck.
Pretty soon you gotta kick her out of the house. It's time for her to get a job.
Yeah. So plenty of jobs out there, apparently. So. Jeez.
Yeah, but I think she's either going to be a WNBA or soccer star. She's got the good toys now.
Yeah, no pressure for her, you know. But I would like, yeah, soccer, basketball, or, you know, some sort of running or whatever. But whatever she wants to put her mind to, you know.
Yeah.
Become
a Jet fan and everything will work out positively.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh my god, so yeah. Sad. What about WWE superstar?
Ooh. I don't know.
Josh,
like China?
Lie.
Like China?
It was on last night, and I watched it for a little bit. It was pretty funny to watch.
It's great, isn't it? It's really bad. It's nothing like how it used to be when we were little.
Oh, man. Booker. Look at Booker.
Oh, he's bloody. Shoot.
Is that his nose or his eye or his forehead?
I think his nose. He's got blood on him too. Wow, there's
Beverly
blood everywhere.
Too. That was a lot of blood.
Shit.
Oh, that's a big gash on his nose.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would suck, because if he has to wear a mask like that. Oh, headbutt.
Not good.
You saw it?
No, but sounds gory.
You're not watching?
No, I'm in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're doing the intense slow motions. So now you can see their faces literally just squished together.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. He's a lot of blood.
Gotta love it. All right. We gotta go.
Yeah. Take it easy. Comb your hair.
Take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.